Chimney sweep Iveta Jelinková comes from a long line of sweepers. Her father, Josef Jelínek, founded a chimney sweep company in Slaný in the early 1990s. When he retired, Iveta decided to take over the family business and continue the tradition. Her sister Markéta also works as a chimney sweep. Initially working in an office, Iveta eventually swapped her desk for black overalls, gloves and a brush.
Mě se těžko učí a nejlépe se učím praxí, tak mě táta začal sebou brát na ty komíny.
I find it hard to learn from books. I learn best by doing something. So my dad started taking me along on chimney sweeps. I really got into it and eventually I became a chimney sweep myself. I started going with my dad regularly to clean chimneys and at one point I was even given office duty as punishment.
Ne, teď bejš prostě v kanceláři, je potřeba to i psát.
Iveta passed her chimney sweep exam in 2022 and as she often says, she now only wears white clothes on holidays. Today she serves clients not just in Slaný, but throughout the entire Kladno district, many of them regular customers she inherited from her father.
Se nacházíme na začátku komína u vybíracích pířek, kde se vždycky vybírají saze.
On a visit to a local restaurant, Iveta arrives to inspect the chimney after heavy use. She carefully vacuums the soot to avoid making a mess before using a chimney mirror and a flashlight to make sure the chimney isn't clogged.
Každý komín má svůj průměr, takže štětky mám od průměru.
Each chimney has its own diameter, so my brushes range from 140 mm to 350 mm for larger chimneys. I don't clean standalone chimneys, but I occasionally climb to the tops of high-rise buildings like silos, which have chimneys reaching up to 30 meters in height.
Třeba 30 metrů se dostanu.
Iveta is not afraid of heights and enjoys the views from rooftops.
Na tím člověk nesmí moc přemýšlet, jinak byste si rovnou musela volat hasiče z
plošiny. You can't think too much about it or you'd have to call the fire brigade with a platform. It's better not to think about it and not to look down.
Takže lepší na to nemyslet a dolů nekoukat.
According to a Czech superstition, touching a chimney sweep or touching one's own button when seeing a sweep brings good fortune. Iveta jokes that it's becoming more difficult for people to follow the tradition.
Chytají se za knoflíky, akorát v dnešní době módy tepláků.
They still sometimes grab at buttons, but with today's sweatpants fashion, it's a problem. I guess that's why people aren't as happy anymore, because people only wear sweatsuits.
To lidi nejsou šťastní, protože nosí jenom tepláky.
Much like Iveta, crane operator Ivana Neufusová is also accustomed to working at great heights. She operates a crane at the waste incineration plant in Prague's Malešice district, the largest of its kind in the country. Ivana has been in the profession for over 30 years. Alongside her daughter, who is following in her footsteps, Ivana works in a team that helps convert waste into energy and heat for households in Prague. Her workplace is a crane cabin situated 24 meters above the ground, filled with piles of waste. From there, she uses joysticks to control the giant grabbers that can move up to 5 tons of garbage at a time.
Přijedou auta, ať jsou to popeláři, ať jsou to kontejnery.
The trucks arrive, whether they're garbage trucks, dumpsters or private cars, they unload their waste and we scoop it up. We mix it all together and put it in the hoppers to ensure that it burns efficiently. We produce energy and heat from waste for 20,000 households in Prague. Mondays are the busiest days when we can handle up to 1,800 tons of waste, but nowadays we manage around 1,400 to 1,500 tons a day, and it's quite something.
Ivana's passion for working on a crane began at the age of 12 when she climbed a tower crane and decided she wanted to pursue the profession.
Tenkrát se dělali ještě za mých mladých let se dělali psychotesty.
Back then I had to pass psychological tests and both practical and written exams. My first job was at Poldi Kladno, followed by the Central Bohemian Scrapyard in Kralupy nad Vltavou, Kovošrot, and finally the incineration plant here in Malešice.
To měnilo takhle a pak tady vlastně Zevo Malešice.
Over the years, Ivana has operated many types of cranes, including outdoor ones exposed to the elements.
Namrzely nám troleje, takže jsme museli pomalu.
The trolleys would freeze, so we had to warm them up and get them moving slowly. Wind was also a challenge. It would push you from one side to the other, depending on where it was coming from, so we had to adjust accordingly.
A to jsme museli jakoby taky korigovat.
She recalls how, without heating underfoot, it would get very cold, and with glass windows everywhere, visibility was limited, meaning they had to put heaters in the cabin. At her current job, however, working conditions are more comfortable, including a heated cabin equipped with computers.
Určitě je to lepší, co se týče všeho.
It's definitely better in terms of amenities. There's an elevator, so we don't have to climb a ladder or outdoor stairs anymore. And we have everything we need. Kitchen, toilets.
Ty máme na chodbě, takže určitě je to lepší tady.
In the outdoor cranes, there were no such luxuries.
Ale v těch venkovních tam to byl problém, tam vlastně.
It was quite a challenge in the outdoor crane. I learned to endure because there was no other choice. There were no toilets available there.
Naučila, že musíte vydržet. To jinak nejde.
Crane operation is still a predominantly male profession, and Ivana admits that when she first started, she encountered resistance because of her gender. However, her skills have always spoken for themselves.
No, samozřejmě, že dívali a hlavně jakoby tam bylo takový to.
Of course, you do come across those macho arguments, the belief that a woman can't do this job. But I think a few women have proved otherwise. And now people often mention that women are more sensitive and have a better feel for the job.
V tom, že mají jakoby lepší cit pro to.